Therefore we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
The spirit of discontent looks away from the heavenly manna of divine provision, longing for other food of their own provision or of other earthly supply. The Lord grants such an opportunity of feasting to the full on what they are desiring. The Bible supplies the manna of divine truth. The truth needs to be gathered, ground and baked, but it is God's provision. It is wholesome and nutritious, it is the very thing that we, as the people of God, need for our strengthening and perfecting. Yet some crave the flesh pots of Egypt, the world's theories. Then he allows these to come within their reach. They fill themselves with higher criticism and evolutionary theories, and as a result perish as new creatures, cease to be the people of God, cease to walk in the Master's footsteps. They are consumed by the fire, or fever, which the errors they crave produce. Reprint 53:06 and 7. The text again.
For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.